Trend number three, will the truth set Americans free? In the 2020s, the United States is involved in the kind of great societal upheaval which happens about every 80 years. At those weak times, we ask, who are we? Where are we headed? And how do we get there? Do we go to the right, the left, or straight ahead? These transformational debates are linked to the cohort characteristics of generations, as well as evolving techno-economic realities. At such times, changes in who we are, as well as advances of technology, render the dominant social and political paradigm obsolete, meaning that society must find a way to replace it. As highlighted in prior trends issues, America's highly effective post-war consensus, which emerged from World War II, is failing, and competing models are vying to replace it. In past eras, such battles have sometimes led to bloodshed, as in the American Revolution or the Civil War. In other cases, they manifest themselves in a wrenching battle of ideas, as seen in the New Deal era. While that transition led to bloody confrontations in Europe and Asia, American violence was directed toward foreign adversaries on foreign soil. Given our 21st century immersion in an unprecedented flood of information, it's not surprising that the current battle is being fought over data sets and media access. That means there is little, if any, way to keep facts hidden from the public and myriad ways to spin the message to suit one's objectives. Growing public skepticism, divided government, and the evolving legal context highlighted in trend number two this month is triggering an era of open and freewheeling debate not seen since at least the 1960s. And that debate will pave the way for formulating a new American consensus, which will dominate the balance of the 21st century. Unlike today, the conceptual battles of the 1930s and 1960s occurred during the mass production techno-economic revolution. High barriers to entry limited the number of media alternatives in print, radio, and television. Meanwhile, there were few substitutes. The internet changed all of that. While we still have legacy media in the form of broadcast television, radio, newspapers, magazines, newsletters, and books, these make up a shrinking portion of today's content consumption. A proliferation of talk radio, cable news alternatives, and podcast channels offer access anywhere and anytime to every conceivable perspective via 4G, 5G, and Wi-Fi wireless connections. Meanwhile, the dominant social media platforms, such as Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, offer an unprecedented array of peer-to-peer content. And when those platforms try to stifle access, new platforms like Getter, Frank Speech, Revolver, and Rumble emerge to enhance the proliferation of ideas. Furthermore, think tanks and specialized NGOs enabled by the internet are digging for evidence that would have been unavailable in prior eras. Unconventional news agencies, like Project Veritas, go undercover to reveal hidden evidence that would never be brought to light by more conventional means. Judicial Watch stands out as a particularly effective NGO specializing in Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, litigation. Its efforts have provided especially valuable access to sequestered governmental records across a broad spectrum. Importantly, think tanks on the right and left have become extraordinarily effective vehicles for interpreting data and formulating arguments. On the right, these range from legacy organizations like the Hoover Institution, the Heritage Foundation, and the American Enterprise Institute, to newer, more focused entities like the Heartland Institute, the ACLJ, the Federalist Society, and the Manhattan Institute. On the left, the Rand Corporation, Brookings Institution, Center for American Progress, ACLU, and Media Matters for America play similar roles. This unprecedented democratization of data and media access has set the stage for a totally new era of political, social, and economic debate, which seems to be undercutting the cult of the expert, which has come to define the post-war American consensus. One reason is that over and over again, the so-called expert class has proven itself dead wrong about a wide range of life and death situations. And until recently, only a fraction of the population has recognized these failures. But suddenly, the blinders are coming off as evidence is accumulating, restrictions are being lifted, and the governmental balance of power is shifting. The result is a new level of debate which will transform the playing field, and no one will be able to avoid the tsunami of evidence flooding their world. As the evidence emerges, the consequences will follow. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, by late 2023, the dominant internet media platforms will remove most restrictions on content which have adversely impacted the free exchange of ideas. At this point, Elon Musk's prioritization of free speech on Twitter is the best example of this trend. However, assuming SCOTUS decides to overturn Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, this transformation is just beginning. The dominant platforms will transition to act like common carriers. At that point, platforms will be unable to pick and choose the content they feature unless they want to open themselves up to the liability of being the publisher. This means that mass market audiences on YouTube, Facebook, and other mega platforms will have unconstrained access to all competing ideas. This will dramatically shift the competitive advantage in favor of those who best deliver well-supported facts and logic. Second, government and media will lose substantial credibility with independent voters as the suppressed truth about the Biden family comes out. Think of it as Watergate squared. For many years, the legacy news media has been accused of generating so-called fake news designed to manipulate rather than inform. For the most part, the perpetrators have successfully claimed that the underlying evidence was ambiguous or that they were duped into believing it like everyone else. However, it seems clear that mishandling of evidence on Hunter Biden's laptop in the months leading up to the 2020 election represents deliberate fraud on the part of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the media, as well as an assortment of so-called intelligence experts. Wide-ranging 2023 investigations by the House Oversight and Reform Committee, House Judiciary Committee, and House Intelligence Committee will establish the authenticity of this evidence while making the case for a coordinated conspiracy within and outside of government. While the Senate is unlikely to remove the president, these revelations will undermine the credibility of the current administration, the media, and the federal bureaucracy, much as Watergate weakened Nixon and Ford. More importantly, this will provide momentum and popular support for further investigation and litigation involving the administration's priorities. Third, the Hunter Biden investigation will open the door to inquiries regarding misuse of the Justice Department in pursuit of the Trump administration in areas ranging from 2016 Russian collusion allegations to the Capitol invasion on January 6, 2021, to the integrity of the 2020 elections. To date, no congressional committee or federal court has addressed these questions objectively. For instance, with the Capitol Police now under the control of a Republican speaker, all video footage related to January 6th will be re-examined, along with other evidence ignored by the Democrat-based committee. By sometime in 2024, such investigations will lead to calls for a congressional commission, much like the 1970 Church Commission, tasked with examining abuses of power by federal law enforcement. An important aspect of these investigations is likely a re-examination of 2020 election integrity. However, congressional Republicans will only rehash this matter if they have the solid evidence needed to shift public perception and win litigation going into 2024. DOJ's recent appointment of a special prosecutor related to former President Trump simply plays into the hands of a Republican Congress. Fourth, encouraged by a corruption-related collapse of media and administration credibility, congressional investigators will focus on the mishandling of COVID-19. Of all the looming investigations, these are the ones which most worry the administration because of the political implications. It will cover the roles of the CDC, NIH, and FDA in the origin of and response to COVID. It will also investigate and publicize the effectiveness of vaccines, masks, lockdowns, and other measures. To date, government agencies and much of the media have struggled to prevent an open discussion of these topics. While it's possible that government officials and private actors will be exonerated, the prima facie evidence says otherwise. Important targets include China's culpability for spreading the disease, the damage to students from school shutdowns, and net damage caused by the vaccine mandates. Since we're talking about decisions in areas ranging from health, safety and regulation, to free speech, education, and foreign policy, virtually everyone and everything has been impacted. Once the truth is out, voters and consumers will be free, for the first time, to assign credit and blame. Fifth, inflation and shortages will pave the way for a serious investigation of U.S. energy policy and the Green New Deal agenda. Government corruption and media complicity will intersect with consumer worries about inflation, shortages, and geopolitical turmoil to create the environment needed for an objective assessment of energy and climate change policies. Fortunately for critics of the Green New Deal, research has consistently shown that few people are willing to incur large economic costs today to resolve an uncertain climate problem decades from now. Therefore, these investigations will succeed in changing policy if they focus on the costs the average voter and consumer can expect to incur. Obviously, no major energy and environmental legislation will occur before the 2024 elections. However, states and private sector entities will benefit from these investigations as they pursue relief in the courts. Sixth, the administration's failure to address border security and crime by the 118th Congress. States along the U.S.-Mexico border are now being overrun by millions of illegal immigrants each year. This is helping address a labor shortage, but it's also empowering criminal cartels, overwhelming local government resources, and exacerbating drug trafficking. In response, the governments of Texas and Arizona have turned unilaterally to using state resources and federal courts to offset the policy changes made by the Biden administration. The House has already prioritized a systematic investigation of border security for 2023. Importantly, these hearings will be held in border states, meaning that any perjury charges will be heard by Texas or Arizona juries, who are far less friendly to the administration than those in Washington. Seventh, America's August 2021 exit from Afghanistan will be re-examined by the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. At a minimum, this event turned over nearly $80 billion worth of military equipment to would-be terrorists, left behind thousands of people who supported American efforts, and led to the deaths of U.S. citizens. From a financial, national security, humanitarian, or diplomatic perspective, this action now appears poorly planned, poorly executed, and strategically incoherent. Under Democrat control, Congress was reluctant to examine this decision, its execution, and consequences. It is important to determine to what extent career personnel and political appointees within the intelligence community and the Departments of Defense and State failed to assess and manage risks. Assuming that a full investigation validates today's publicly available sources, collateral damage to the administrative state will be enormous, because prevention of such crises implies more than replacing a few political appointees and elected officials. And eighth, if properly focused, these investigations will unleash a wave of fundamental change at many levels. For the investigators, it's important to state the facts as clearly as possible. Whether we're talking about Benghazi, Monica Lewinsky, Iran-Contra, or January 6, 2021, there's a history of overpromising and underdelivering. Watergate mattered because the investigators convinced people that Nixon had lied to them about something which mattered. Whether it's covering up the existence of Hunter Biden's laptop, trying to frame Trump's administration officials with manufactured evidence about Russian collusion, knowingly levying mask and vaccine mandates without solid scientific evidence, opening up the southern border to millions of illegal entrants and hiding the consequences, entrapping hundreds of people into entering the Capitol building unauthorized, malfeasance in execution of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, or knowingly disseminating false evidence related to climate change, there is clearly enough smoke to trigger alarms. The challenge is to turn any or all of these into obvious affronts to public decency so that there is a widespread outcry demanding change and prosecution.